Chapter 9. He answered me and said,
"Measure carefully in your mind, and when you see that some of the predicted signs have occurred, then you will know that it is indeed the time when the Most High is about to visit the world that He has made. So when the following appear in the world, earthquakes in places, tumult of peoples, intrigues of nations, wavering of leaders, confusion of princes, then you will know that these are the things that the Most High spoke about from the days that were of old, from the beginning. For just as with everything that has taken place in the world, its beginning is evident and its end manifest, so also are the times of the Most High. The beginnings are attested by wonders and mighty works, and the end by penalties and in signs. It shall be that everyone who will be saved and who will be able to escape by virtue of his works or by the faith in which he trusted, he will survive the dangers that have been predicted and will see my salvation in my land and within the borders, which I have set apart for myself from the beginning. Then those who have abandoned my ways shall be amazed, and those who have contemptuously rejected them shall live in torments. For everyone who failed to acknowledge me in their lifetime, though they received my benefits, and everyone who scorned my law while they still had freedom, and while the opportunity for repentance was still open to them, nevertheless failed to understand it, even scorned it, these must acknowledge it by torment after death. Therefore, do not continue to be inquisitive about how the wicked will be afflicted, but inquire how the righteous will live, those to whom the age belongs, and for whose sake the age was made."
I answered and said, "I said before, and I say now, and will say it again, the lost are more numerous than those who will live, as a wave is greater than a drop of water." He answered me and said,
"As is the field, so is the seed. And as are the flowers, so are the colors. And as is the work, so is the product. And as is the farmer, so is the threshing floor. For there was a time in this age when I was preparing for those who now exist, before the world was made for them to live in. And no one opposed me then, for no one existed. But now, those who have been created in this world, though supplied with both an unfailing table and an inexhaustible pasture, have become corrupt in their conduct. So I considered my world and saw that it was lost. I saw that my earth was in peril because of the devices of those who had come into it. And I saw and spared some with great difficulty, and saved for myself one grape out of a cluster, and one plant out of a great forest. So let the multitude that has been born in vain perish, but let my grape and my plant be saved, because with much labor I have perfected them. Now, wait another 7 days. However, do not fast during them, but go into a field of flowers where no house has been built, and eat only of the flowers of the field, and taste no meat and drink no wine, but eat only flowers. If you will do this and pray to the Most High without ceasing, then I will come and speak with you."
So I went, as he directed me, into the field called Ardat. There I sat among the flowers and ate of the plants of the field. And the nourishment they afforded satisfied me. And it came to pass after 7 days, while I lay on the grass, my heart was troubled again as it had been before. Then my mouth was opened, and I began to speak before the Most High and said, "O Lord, You indeed revealed yourself to our ancestors in the wilderness. When they came out from Egypt, and when they came into the untrodden and unfruitful wilderness, you said, "Hear me, O Israel, and give heed to my words, O seed of Jacob. For I am sowing my law in you, and it shall bring forth fruit in you, and you shall be eternally glorified through it." However, our fathers who received the law did not keep it, nor did they observe the statutes. Nevertheless, the fruit of the law did not perish, for it could not, because it was yours. Yet those who received it perished, because they did not keep what had been sown in them. And behold, this is the rule, that when the ground has received seed, or the sea a ship, or any dish, some food or drink, and when it happens that what was sown, or what was launched, or what was put in it, is destroyed, they are destroyed. But the vessels that held them remain. Yet, with us, it has not been so. For we who have received the law and sinned will perish, as well as our hearts that received it. However, the law does not perish, but endures in its glory. When I said these things in my heart, I looked around, and on my right, I saw a woman. She was mourning and weeping with a loud voice, and was deeply grieved in her soul. Her clothes were torn, and there were ashes on her head. Then I dismissed the thoughts that I had been occupied with, and turned towards her, and said to her, "Why are you weeping, and why are you grieved in soul?" She said to me,
"My lord, allow me to weep for myself and continue to mourn, for I'm greatly embittered in soul and deeply distressed."
I said to her, "What has happened to you? Tell me." And she said to me,
"Your servant was barren and had no child, though I lived with my husband for 30 years. Every hour and every day for 30 years, I prayed to the Most High, night and day. And after 30 years, God heard your handmaid and looked upon my disgrace and considered my distress and gave me a son. I rejoiced greatly over him, I along with my husband and all my citizens, and we gave great glory to the Mighty One. And I brought him up with great pains. After he had grown up, I came to take a wife for him, and I set a day for the marriage feast.